Welcome to Christ in Prophecy. Did you know that Bible prophecy makes up nearly one-third of the entire Bible? It's true. And yet, too many Christians don't see Bible prophecy as particularly relevant to their daily lives. This is in part a result of leaders in the church who downplay the role of prophecy. Some of these dismiss it as having no practical significance, or object to it on the grounds that prophecy is a fad that takes people's eyes off of Jesus. But because one-third of the Bible is dedicated to prophecy, it is a mistake to simply write it off as inconsequential. In fact, in today's program, we will make the case that Old Testament Bible prophecy is one of the greatest proofs of the validity of Christianity. And you'll hear that Jesus himself frequently pointed his followers to the prophetic word.
You know, Tim, a good example of this dismissive attitude that some Christians have towards Bible prophecy is found in the immensely popular best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, by Pastor Rick Warren. Listen to this. He dismisses and mocks Bible prophecy when he writes, "If you want Jesus to come back sooner, focus on fulfilling your mission, not figuring out prophecy." Then he goes on to characterize prophecy as a distraction, and he says that anyone who lets himself get involved in distractions, like studying prophecy, is not fit for the kingdom of God.
Well, Nathan, I can't wait to jump into this topic today to address concerns like the one you just mentioned, and to give our listeners clear, biblical reasons why Bible prophecy in the Old Testament is relevant. And I will argue that it is as essential today as it was then, pointing to Jesus' return. So in today's program, we're going to examine the importance of Old Testament prophecy and how it impacts your life right now, as well as in the future. Again, we're glad you've joined us today for Christ in Prophecy. I'm your host, Tim Moore, Director and Senior Evangelist for Lamb & Lion Ministries, and my co-host is Nathan Jones, Internet Evangelist at Lamb & Lion. We have a lot of ground and a lot of years to cover in the Old Testament. We'll get started in just a moment. In the meantime, to find out more about Lamb & Lion Ministries, go to our website at christinprophecy.org.
Hello, this is Nathan Jones, inviting you to attend our annual Lamb & Lion Ministries Bible Conference coming up on Friday, June 14th and all day Saturday, June 15th. There are signs pointing to the decline of our country all around: the mental health crisis, economic instability, open borders, and chaotic foreign policy, just to name a few. Many people are looking forward to the coming election in hope of meaningful change. Find out how you can have hope, even as we witness a nation in freefall. You'll hear from powerful speakers like Pastor Jack Hibbs and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and our very own evangelists Tim Moore, Dave Bowen, and myself as we address the pressing issues of the day from a biblical perspective. Join us in person at Denton, Texas, or via live stream. To find out more about the annual Lamb & Lion Ministries Bible Conference and to register online, go to christinprophecy.org/events. We are looking forward to you joining us this June. Welcome back. When Bible prophecy is properly taught, there's no reason to think that it would divert anyone's attention away from Jesus or Christian living. In fact, Old Testament Bible prophecy serves to emphasize the centrality of Jesus Christ, since the prophecies point to him. But let's start by addressing a few common criticisms. Tim, take us away.
All right, a lot of the folks that will criticize Bible prophecy will say that it is simply not practical. Obviously, we each have families, jobs, and lives that demand our attention, and so we understand that some folks get caught up in the day-to-day life that they're living, and they just either don't have time for prophecy or they don't see how it applies to their lives. And yet, Nathan, I would dare say the entire Word of God is prophetic. I know earlier I said a third of the Bible is Bible prophecy.
Yeah, explain that one.
Okay. Well, obviously, we're referring to the third of the Bible that is foretelling. So when the prophets utter their prophecies, they were talking about things that were yet to come to pass. Many of the Old Testament prophecies pointing to the coming of Jesus Christ. We can cite over 300 examples of prophecies that talked about his first advent. And even if you eliminate sometimes repetitive prophecies, for instance, that he would be crucified, there are about 109 separate and distinct prophecies pointing to Jesus' first coming. Well, now, in the span of human history, those prophecies have been fulfilled in the first coming of Christ. And so, again, a third that were foretelling at the time they were written or uttered, and yet all of the Word of God is either foretelling or forthtelling. So over 1,900 times in the Old Testament, the prophets would say, "Thus saith the Lord," and whatever they uttered after that was coming from the mouth of God.
Yes, foretelling tells what the future is as God revealed it, but forthtelling is calling out people to repentance, particularly a nation. So I agree with you. The entire Bible is prophetic when you look at forthtelling. I find, Tim, that when people say Bible prophecy is not practical, they don't realize what Bible prophecy has to offer. For one, it encourages holy living. When you know what the Bible teaches, that the Lord loves you and he's died on the cross for your sins and he's got this big plan for your life, you dedicate your life to holy living. When you know that Jesus Christ is coming soon, you want to evangelize and share the gospel while the time is short. And living in these dark days, it gives us hope. So I don't know if there's anything more practical than Bible prophecy because it gives you holy living, it puts you into the path of evangelism, and it gives you great hope.
It certainly does. And I would use the example of King David, who thought perhaps that one of his great sins with Bathsheba was conducted in secret, and so nobody would know. Well, we suspect many around him knew, but more importantly than that, God Almighty knew. And so when the prophet Nathan came to call out the great king, David was pierced to the heart, and he repented immediately. You know, I think sometimes Bible prophecy gives us an awareness that God sees all, he knows all, and that he will hold us to account unless our sins have been covered by the Messiah who was prophesied and who has come and been resurrected once again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Another critique that people say is that Bible prophecy is abused. And you know what? I agree with that critique. Bible prophecy has become what our founder, Dr. David Reagan, calls a playground for fanatics. I mean, we got blood moons and the great sign of Revelation 12 and Cyrus Trump and all these prophecies that, of course, were not fulfilled. Deuteronomy 18 tells us how to tell a false prophet. Everything they say has to become 100% true or they're a false prophet. Don't be afraid of them. And we live in a time period where there's lots of false prophets. And Jesus said that's the number one sign of the end times, a proliferation of false prophets. So yes, Bible prophecy can be abused, but that doesn't mean we throw the baby out with the bathwater.
No, it does not. It means that we have to be discerning, that we have to test every word against Scripture. And if it does not agree with what God's word says, then that declaration is false. You know, Nathan, every 4 years when we enter a presidential election cycle, there are some pundits and politicos who like to make grand declarations. Sadly, even in the spiritual realm, some who call themselves Christian evangelists or ministers have made bold declarations as to who is going to win a particular election or what the outcome is going to be. And when they're proven false, well, we know that the Bible would call them a false prophet. I recently interacted with a young lady who said she had been following a prophet for 5 years. And our counsel was, no person these days should dare to claim themselves to be a prophet unless they're 100% accurate. And since none of us can be in foretelling, we should just be committed to sharing the Word of God faithfully. And that's exactly what we try to do here at Christ in Prophecy.
That's good advice. Well, here's some reasons why Old Testament prophecies are important to us. And Tim, you alluded to the quantity. A third of the Bible, it's 31% actually, of the Bible is prophetic. You can find that in the Psalms, the major and minor prophets, the historical books. There isn't a book in the Bible except that there's just two. So that's 58 of the 60 books have Bible prophecy in them. And so, yes, if a third of the Bible is important to the Lord when it comes to prophecy, then it should be important to us as well.
You know, another aspect of the Bible that is uniqueness. In other words, no other supposed sacred book, not the Hindu Vedras, not the Book of Quran, not the Book of Mormon, any of them contains perfectly accurate and fulfilled prophecies. And yet the Bible contains hundreds of prophecies that have been fulfilled in the life of nations, the life of kings and rulers, and most importantly, in the life of Jesus Christ. When he came the first time, he fulfilled all those prophecies we referred to earlier and that we'll dig into in future episodes. Well, there's so much more to come. And next, we'll give you a fresh take on what's really going on in the world today and how it relates to our topic.
When you scroll through the daily news, you almost always hear bad news. It's easy to forget that there's anything good happening in the world today. But here at Christ in Prophecy, we want to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ is returning soon. So swipe away the endless bad news and open up our free online Lamplighter magazine to discover your blessed hope. In the Lamplighter magazine, We explain why the nations are raging against each other in war, what's really happening in culture, and why you can have hope in Christ. The Lamplighter magazine is available in email, print, and downloadable formats. Sign up today at christinprophecy.org.
One of the most compelling reasons to pay attention to Old Testament prophecy is that it helps us to correctly understand current events from a biblical perspective. The Old Testament contains detailed prophecies about the end times in which we are living. For example, Tim, I got this great article from Harbinger's Daily, written by Jonathan Brettner. It says, "The widespread passion to divide Jerusalem demonstrates the nearness of the tribulation." Well, how do we know that? Well, we have to go into Israel's Old Testament, where the prophets wrote about the determination to divide Israel in the latter days would define the latter days. We can go to Joel 3:2. Where God says, "I will gather all the nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land." Jonathan brings up a great point. He says, "The current determination to divide the land of Israel will continue, resulting in God's final judgments of the nations at the end of the tribulation." Now, you'd have to read these prophecies from the Old Testament to understand the fact that Israel's back in the land again and fulfilling these prophecies.
You sure would. That's an excellent point. We can go to Zechariah chapter 14, one of our favorite passages that talks about the Lord returning to Jerusalem to land right there on the Mount of Olives, how he will ascend to the Temple Mount at Mount Zion to take his rightful place on the throne of his father David. But for many years, Christians even could read verses like this and wonder, well, how could that come about? There is no Israel. There are no Jews living in the land in great numbers. It is a dry, desolate, God-forsaken land, and surely it was. And yet, Bible prophecy told us that Israel would come back into existence, and yes, the nations of the world would come against Israel. Even in 1948, the nations of the world, for a brief window of time, were united overwhelmingly in their support of the Jews having a homeland, which is why the United Nations, much as we detest that organization today, voted to allow Israel to be reestablished as a nation. Well, that window closed, and today we already see how the nations are aligned against Israel. But if you didn't trust that Bible prophecy was going to be fulfilled literally and absolutely as declared by God, then you would never have expected Israel to come back on the scene or the nations to come against Israel before our eyes today.
Absolutely. And Old Testament prophecy also illuminates New Testament prophecy. For instance, when Jesus was talking about what the society would be like closer to his return, in Luke 17, he says, "Look at the days of Noah, or the days of Lot." How were those days in the Old Testament like? Well, the days of Noah were defined by extreme violence and rebellion. The days of Lot, extreme promiscuity, extreme sexuality. Well, brother, we can look around the world today and say violence and extreme sexuality is exactly what we have in our day and age, and that would be the defining characteristics of the end of the age leading up to Christ's return.
You know, you talked earlier, Nathan, how Bible prophecy can motivate us toward holy living. I've always said if you thought a famous person was going to come visit you at your home sometime next year, well, eventually you'd get around to cleaning up your home, maybe sprucing the place up. But if you were told they could come any day, you would keep your house in order at all times. Well, we believe Jesus could come any day, so we need to keep our own personal house in order. It also is a motivator toward holy living and evangelism. So if I believe Jesus is coming sometime decades from now, I'll get around to sharing the gospel. But if I think he could come tomorrow and many would be left behind, I want to share the gospel, the good news, with friends, family, neighbors. And finally, it becomes a means of teaching how to live our lives for Christ each and every day. And so all of these reasons are why Bible prophecy is motivating. But I would say this, even as we talk about Israel, Nathan, we see how God interacts with a people or a nation. When they are living according to his laws, they are blessed. When they stray away from him, they come under his discipline. And we can apply that very principle to our own nation. We are not modern-day Israel, but those principles apply even today.
I know. I always used to read the Old Testament, like, what's wrong with Israel? Every few generations, they go in rebellion and God have to wake them up, and they get this spiritual cycle. And then I look around as I got older and realize, hey, we're in that same cycle of we're excited when we first get to know the Lord. Then the next generation is a little more apathetic. The third is in rebellion, and the fourth has to be disciplined. So that cycle from Israel is applicable to today.
It sadly is. You know, folks, whether or not you have been a student of Bible prophecy all your lives, we hope that our conversations about Bible prophecy bring an excitement to you to where you want to dive into the Word of God. We can only scratch the surface in these short programs, but if we create in you a hunger for the Word of God, He will bless you. We promise you that.
Here at Christ in Prophecy, we want everyone to know that Jesus is coming back, and He doesn't want His people to be unprepared. So, to stay up to date about unfolding events, get a biblical perspective on the signs of the times, and dig deeper into God's prophetic word, check out our free bi-weekly Lamplighter magazine. You can easily sign up to have Lamplighter magazine delivered directly to your email inbox when you go to christinprophecy.org. Sign up today.
Well, welcome back to Christ in Prophecy Radio. Nathan and I have been talking about the Old Testament prophecies and how relevant they are to our lives today. So we're continuing with more reasons of that. Nathan, give us some ideas of why our listeners should be fascinated and drawn to Old Testament prophecies just like you and I are.
Well, I think the third most important topic that we've discussed, an argument for the validity of Scripture, is that it's the validity of Scripture. Bible prophecy validates Scripture. The term is apologetics, the defense of the faith. The very fact that fulfilled Bible prophecies happen. Hey, Tim, you know, there's no other book in existence. You can't go to the Vedras or the Quran or the Hadith or the Book of Mormon or anything and find true fulfilled Bible prophecies. And not just general prophecies, but very specific prophecies. Like the fact that the crucifixion was prophesied 700 years before the crucifixion was even invented, where Jesus would be born, what area his family, that he had to flee into Egypt and so forth and so on. So fulfilled Bible prophecy validates Scripture.
It surely does. You know, even great historical figures like Alexander the Great were amazed when they read passages in Daniel that pointed directly at them. King Cyrus, who was one of the rulers during the Babylonian exile, was shocked that one of the Jewish prophets had prophesied him by name, and that's part of the reason he let the Jews go back to Israel. Over and over again, we see how God's prophetic word came to pass in the actual history of nations and the world itself. You've already gotten into our next reason, which is the validation of Jesus. I think even though this is the fourth in our list of reasons why ancient prophecy is valid today, it's perhaps the most important because it does demonstrate that Jesus is who he claimed to be, and that is the Jewish Messiah, the Son of the living God.
And there's so much prophecy about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, in the Old Testament. You can't help but merge these two topics because it validates all of Scripture, but it validates Jesus. And isn't that what Bible prophecy is all about? You know, there's 300 general prophecies in the Old Testament or 109 specific and distinct prophecies about the first coming of Jesus, and they were all fulfilled literally. You know, what's wonderful, Tim, is that there are 500 prophecies in the Old Testament and 1 in 25 verses in the New Testament to the point to the fact that Jesus is coming again a second time. So the fact that Bible prophecy has been fulfilled 100% for his first coming gives you that assurance that at the second coming, all those prophecies will be fulfilled as well.
And they sure will. And you know, they were fulfilled in the first coming down to the absolute detail. You wonder, why did Jesus have to ride into Jerusalem on the back of a little colt, the foal of a donkey? Well, because the prophet Zechariah said that he would come riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And so he fulfilled that prophecy down to that level of detail. I would argue that's one of the only prophecies that Jesus could have chosen to fulfill if he wasn't who he said he was. No man can control where they are born or exactly how they will die or any of the other things that were fulfilled in the life of Christ down to the absolute level of literal detail. Just as we said last week in Revelation 19:10, the Word tells us that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So all the prophecies point to and are fulfilled in Christ in some way, shape, or form. And that brings us to the fifth reason that we believe Bible prophecy is so important, and Old Testament prophecy in particular, and that is because it reveals future events.
Yes. Is it wonderful to know that God wants us to know the future? He wants us to know that He is going to be victorious and that His children through Him will be victorious as well. It is a love letter from God, letting us know that even as difficult as life is now, the future has got a lot of promise, a lot of hope, a lot of victory for those who put their faith and trust in Him.
Well, you mentioned earlier how the disciples asked Jesus, what will be the sign of these things? In other words, the destruction of Jerusalem and of your coming and of the end of the age. Where did they get those ideas? They got those ideas and that understanding from reading the Old Testament, which was the scriptures they had. And Jesus did not contradict them. Instead, He says, well, use caution that you're not deceived. But then He went on in Matthew chapter 24 to describe some of the very signs they were asking Him for. And so if we want to understand the signs of our times, we need to study Old Testament Bible prophecy. And folks, I dare say you cannot understand New Testament prophecy, including the great book in Revelation, unless you have studied and understood Old Testament prophecies as well.
That's why I'm very confused why pastors such as Andy Stanley says that we have to basically disconnect the Old Testament, leave it behind, don't go back to it. But that is to cut off so much of the Bible, so much of the future that the Lord wants us to know about, the promises. It's what caused so much replacement theology, persecution of the Jewish people, because it robs them of their promises to have their land and nation again. So God's prophetic word is food for our spiritual growth. We need to take it off the shelf, open it up, and feast upon it. And we need to do so with believing hearts. All of God's Word is designed to bless us spiritually, and that includes the prophetic word. Bible prophecy has an important spiritual relevance to the way we live our lives today. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with the final reasons why you should pay attention to studying Old Testament prophecy. Keep listening to find out.
Hi, this is Tim Moore. With the presidential election looming and signs of the times multiplying all around, we want to encourage you to attend our annual Lamb and Lion Ministries Bible Conference coming up Friday evening and Saturday, June 14th and 15th. You'll hear powerful speakers like Pastor Jack Hibbs and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and I'll be there too. This year's theme for the annual Lamb and Lion Ministries Bible Conference is Nation in Free Fall. Come get an honest, biblical perspective about what's really happening in America and around the world as we share insights from Bible prophecy. You'll be encouraged by our blessed hope, even in such a time as this. Join us in person for the annual Lamb and Lion Ministries Bible Conference in Denton, Texas, or watch the live stream. For more information or to register to attend in person, go to christinprophecy.org/events. I'll hope to see you there.
Well, one of the most exciting reasons for studying Bible prophecy is that it provides very definite signs that we are to watch for, which will signify the season of the Lord's return. It is true that we cannot know the day or the hour, but the Bible makes it clear that we can know the season if we are aware of the signs that we are to look for. Just as Jesus said in Matthew 16 to the Pharisees and Sadducees, "Can you understand the signs of the weather, but not the signs of the times?" Friends, the signs of the times are discussed throughout the Old Testament, things that we can watch for in our day and age. And what better testimony of trustworthiness in the Old Testament prophecies can we have but Jesus Christ? In Matthew chapter 12, talking to the evil and adulterous generation He lived in, He said that just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus validated the validity of Jonah's experience in the belly of what we call a fish and his own time in the grave. We'll talk on another date about what we believe that means, 3 days and three nights. But Jesus said at the end of time, the men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it because they repented of the preaching of Jonah, and yet something greater, someone greater than Jonah, was here and was speaking those words. Folks, there's so much to learn in God's Word that He has spoken through His prophets and through His Son to us. Do you have ears to hear? Do you have eyes to see? Well, if you do, I can assure you, you'll recognize and discern as well that there's more to come. I hope you'll join us every week as we examine all of the scriptures to understand the signs of the times. Godspeed.